Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Evan?
It is.
Hey, Evan, how's it going, man? My name is Sahak. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking, man. I always appreciate that. It's Monday, so back on the grind, right? Back at work.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, counting the days again. So let me just confirm a couple things here. So for service area, let's see. Wenatchee Falls, okay. I mean, is that about 30, 40 miles? You want to go up to 50 or miles radius?
So
what are you thinking?
I wanna kind of stay smaller, actually.
Okay.
I want to stay more in, like, the 15 to 20-mile radius.
Oh, perfect.
But
okay, that's perfect.
I do have an account out there. I was just referencing that if a big enough opportunity did come up that I would go out there, if the price was right, if that makes sense.
I see. So, like, you guys already have the listing with Google, you mean, but you're looking to possibly expand it if the jobs are big enough.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. So 15, 20 for, you know, everyday jobs, but if it was something bigger, you might go up to, like, 25 or 30 miles, something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. I will note that. And then now you guys are just doing mostly residential, but you are getting some smaller commercial, right? You would be looking to get more of that?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. And then I usually like to start off asking, do you have any questions about the program itself, how it works in general, like anything at all?
No, I don't per se have any questions.
Yeah, no worries. I'll kind of just go through everything here, what's included, and if you do have questions along the way, don't hesitate to stop me, okay? Not a problem at all.
All right.
So now the main part, of course, is he put lawn mowing and then a spring and fall cleanup, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Because what I like to do in the beginning is just do a quick search for the area just to see the potential. So you're not doing landscaping, right? You want to focus more on the lawn mowing or lawn care?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Gotcha. So I'll put lawn mowing, all right? That'll be a good one. That'll probably have a lot of searches. So for 50 miles from your area, I'll just go 50 just for my example, right? Between Google and Facebook searches, we're looking at about almost 2,000 within the last 30 days. So the reason I do that is to give you a potential for the area, right, and for the keyword, and also where the service would come in. Because that's the main part of this. If anyone searches for lawn care, lawn mowing, spring and fall cleanup, any of those services that you provide, within that, you know, let's just say 25, 30-mile radius max, your name is going to pop up on the first page of that search, right? Like when you do a typical search on Google, right, you would see, like, the maps that pops up. So you become one of those top recommended options. And in turn, they call you directly, right? It's not like the Angies or the Yelps where, you know, get sent to your competition. It's kind of a race to get to the client first. No, we optimize your Google business profile. So we get you verified, you know, ASAP, fast as possible, and then you're the one showing up on the first page. So they call you directly, right? You can cherry pick the business you want. And, of course, at the same time, you're getting like a living, breathing human who's actually calling you, right? So there's way more of a chance that there's a job on the other end of that call. Exactly. Now, as for what's included, so you would also be on all the most popular search engines as well. So like Bing and Yahoo for first page placement. So all the most popular search engines and directories, any directory you can think of, even voice activated searches like Alexa. So even if they're, you know, voice activated search on their phone, car, Alexa, you're still going to pop up. As long as they're searching in your area for lawn care, you're popping up. You would have sponsored Facebook ads. And I see you guys do already have a Facebook, right, for Level Up, the business page?
Yep, I do. Yeah, that's like the main thing that I post on.
Right.
And
so it's been going well, right?
What?
No, I'm looking at it now.
What's that?
I asked him. It's been working well for you, right?
Yeah.
So?
I wouldn't. Yeah, so.
Hit or miss.
I think that in the beginning of building the Facebook, for some reason, I was getting people from different states following the company and liking the company.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Not from your local area much.
Yeah, I would even pay for like ads, like a couple dollars here, a couple dollars there.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and I would get people calling me from Texas and stuff like that, and I was like, okay, I'm not doing this anymore because I'm not
right. Like, what is
getting,
this? Yeah.
I'm not getting the people
what
that
you're looking
are
for.
Around
yeah.
here. So,
because like
I'm
you
sure
said, you
want to
keep it pretty local, right?
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, I mean that's the only your route density for this kind of work is the best.
Oh, for sure.
I mean,
yeah, because then once you get a good, like, momentum for that area, it's just going to keep flowing, right? Because people will start
right.
to see you,
right?
Right? And then
people start
yeah,
talking,
and then... Exactly, right? And that's only going to help if you're on Facebook, Google, you know, Alexa, all this stuff. Yeah, that's only going to be that much better. Okay, and now you're also going to have a tracking system, okay? So this is one of the cooler parts. So you'll be able to see where the calls are coming from, what areas you're being searched in the most, the keywords that you're being found for. We monitor and track reviews for you so we can optimize everything and make sure you're getting the jobs that you want in the areas that you want, right? We can make sure to keep it local. That way you're getting the type of clients right. We can filter it through age, income level, area, keyword to make sure you're not having those problems like you did before. Even with the Facebook, because you'll have our technicians, they're going to run everything on the digital side. Obviously, we can use your content, like if you have pictures or whatnot, we can optimize with that content. But, I mean, these are like, you know, trained with Google text. Like, these guys know what they're doing. So we can probably up those conversions on your Facebook as well.
Okay, right on, right on.
Yeah, for sure. So, and now as for the pricing, because I know that's what it usually comes down to, right? Now, let's see. You guys are 2 years in business, right? You guys are somewhat new. You did, right?
Yeah.
So if you're within your first 5 years of business, that would qualify you for that credit he put you in for. So that does bring it down to just $249, okay? That's month to month. There's no contracts, and that covers everything I went over. So all your ad spends, you know, everything's included in that. So that's the same every month, no matter what. That gets you verified on the first page, all your directories, ads, you name it. Now, that's month to month, right? So it's the flat fee. That's not per lead or per click or, you know, all that type of thing. This is just the same month to month. So essentially it's an unlimited call service. Now after me kind of explaining everything a little more, did that bring up any other questions or what are you thinking?
Is there like a 12 month price that you can pay and get a
oh, nice.
Deal maybe?
Yeah, great question, man. Yeah. So basically how it works is you can do 3, 6, or 12 months. Okay, now I'll give you the breakdown here. It, obviously, you do save quite a bit. So just to give you the exact that you save, 12 months would just be $2,500, okay? And that would save you about $1,100 over the year, about $100 per month.
Right.
So much better pricing for
sure,
that?
Yeah. What was that for the 12 months? 20 what?
$2,500. So instead of it being, because typically it would be, I think it's closer to like $3,600. What is that? So you're saving about $1,100 over the year and about $100 per month.
Right.
Yeah. So definitely, yeah, you save quite a bit over time for sure.
Okay. So I'm just trying to think of, is there any like local companies like around here? So right now, I don't know if you can even, like, look for my Google page or see my Google page, but...
Yeah, I had... I was looking for it, actually, yeah.
Were you able to find it?
I found another company with a similar name, but what address do you have it under?
So,
that usually helps me find it.
2955 Union Street, East Troy, Wisconsin. That should be...
Union Street...
I mean, unless...
You said East Troy, Wisconsin?
Yep. So...
Wisconsin. Oh. And then what's the zip?
53120.
23120. So, okay. Now that I have the address, I think maybe it might pop up low, like direct.
It's
in East Troy, Wisconsin.
Level up.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Yeah, it's in all caps. I don't know why it's in all caps either.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm looking at something here. The number is 727-623-5477. Is that it?
No, it's 262-379-0747.
Interesting, because there's another one that says Level Up Lawn Care LLC with that phone number. So we can also help you guys with that as well to make sure that you're popping up when they search for that service in that area. So I'm going to go Level Up Lawn Care with the address, and then that, I think usually that helps me pop it up. So let's see, East Troy, Wisconsin. All right, it's coming up now. I do not actually see it. Interesting. No, I'm just seeing your Facebook when I search.
Man.
Let me try with the change this address one more time. Level Up Lawn Care. Interesting. Yeah, just the Facebook. I mean, when did you get it verified? Like, when did you get the verification from Google that it was done?
No, I didn't get verified.
Okay, so that might, so right, so that might be why. Yeah, because unless you get the verification from Google, what they typically do is they send a postcard in the mail, and then you send that back, and then there's some videos or pictures you have to take of, like, your, you know, work truck, work area, things like this.
Now,
to prove
I did get a Google thing one time, but I don't think that I...
Maybe it was like Google Ads or something like that?
I don't know.
No?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I've tried it a bunch of different ways. I don't see it popping up. So you typically, if you don't see it, that means it's not verified. Now, we can obviously expedite that process for you, too, because we're a premier partner of Google since 2004, so we work directly with them. Well, we'd definitely be able to expedite that for you. And our technicians obviously can help you with maybe why and let you figure out why that happened, too.
Right.
For sure. Yeah, try maybe on your side, because I tried it not capital. I tried it all capital. I tried it with the address. Didn't see – I only saw the other one I mentioned. It had a different phone number.
Yeah, I wonder if
– And there, let's see, the pictures are of, like, a house with some palm trees in front of it, and then
– Yeah, that ain't me.
That's not you, right? Yeah. I didn't think so. It looks like it's in Miami or something. So, yeah, it's probably not.
Same
name, all caps. And yeah, so definitely that's one of the first things we do, actually, is get you verified. So no worries. Can do. Can make that happen for sure. And then basically the process is just we get you the verification right with that address that you gave me. Then we'll set up your keywords. You can have up to 15 keywords as long as they are services you offer. And you can have up to 4 counties or 12 cities. Sounds like if you're keeping it closer, we'll probably just do the cities or zip codes or, you know, totally up to you. Then basically just how everything's going to show to your clients, right, your hours of operation, things like that. So what do you think? Should we get you going?
So is the only way that I could get verified, like, by doing this? Or
no, so you can, okay, yeah, that's a good question. So you can do it yourself. Typically, I think average, most people, it takes about a month or two. Just depends. Now, then you're verified, but that doesn't put you on the first page. You could be on the 10th, you know, 20th, 50th page. To get you on the first page, you know, organically yourself, that can take 6 months to a year. Usually, maybe even longer, depending on how much time or effort you're willing to put into it. The reason why these services exist is because we're able to get you up there in just a few weeks, right? And on every single directory and search engine and Facebook, you know, and the tracking system, right? So we expedite the process on every level. Okay. And you don't have to deal with the headache of it, because obviously it's, you know, you've been through it a little bit. You're
so
already
my marketing for the next year would be like nothing. I would barely have to essentially. So
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys just do this like once a year? Do you just call around once a year?
Yeah, usually things open up every like few months to maybe 6 months to a year. It just depends on the listing. Obviously, landscaping is very popular, so it fills up fast, if that's your question.
Right.
Right. Typically, yeah. Landscaping or electrician, plumbing, pressure washing, these type of things, yeah. Why do you ask?
Okay. Just to see if I could maybe do it.
Oh, I see what you mean. Right.
Like,
so the opportunity may not be there, you know, if we wait, but there is two other options, right? You can do 3 months or 6 months too and save, you still save money, or even you can just do the month to month now, because, okay, maybe the best option, right, if obviously it might be money, right, that's kind of holding you back, we can set you up for the $249, and then next month or the following month, whenever you're ready, we can set you up with the 3, 6, or 12 months. Or we can just go with the 3 months first. You see what I mean? Like, it's flexible. You're not, like, locked in.
Yeah. That makes sense. I'm honestly perfectly fine if you guys... How much is a 3 month? Is a 3 month, like...
It's $700. And so just to break it down for you, that's $70. That's $70 a month you're saving for the month, and $800 per year. So, or for those, if you kept going each year for the year. Yeah, so you still save a lot, and it's still, you know, about half or quarter for the year. So it's not bad. It's still good. If you do 3, 6, or 12 months, you're still saving about the same. Just a little bit more, obviously, with the year. But yeah, we can do that.
Right.
Does that one sound a little better?
How much information do you guys need from me? How long would you need me to stay on this phone call if I told you started with them?
Yeah, it's 10 minutes, not even. I've gotten pretty good at it. I can do it pretty fast.
Okay. Let's do the just this month.
For now, right?
And then,
okay.
Yeah.
And then if you want to... Right, and I'll follow up and exactly, perfect. Okay, so I'll try to expedite this as fast as I can. So we got the address. Phone number you want clients to call is 0747.
Yeah, is there any way that we could do a different address? Or does it to be a...
No.
Does it have to be
Totally fine. No,
okay,
so it does need to be an address that you can receive that postcard at, though. So you do need to be able to send that back to Google once you get it.
Okay.
So would it have to be that address then?
The only thing is that my shop is in North Prairie, so it's like a 9 to 10 mile drive from that address, that East Troy address.
Oh, okay, I got you. So what we can do is either put this address and give you a bigger radius, like you can have, with this program I'm setting you up with, you can still have up to 50 miles. Or I can set up the other physical address for the office and then just put it as a general area and not a physical address so people aren't seeing the exact address, and that would still, I think we could still get you verified that way. Whatever is better for you.
Okay, because I rent a shop in North Prairie, so it's just I'd like to be in the radius of the dead center of like North Prairie. That's just my only issue.
I see. That's where you want the radius to be. Okay, so I'm gonna just list both, and then I'll have the technician kind of because obviously you can pick his brain a bit. He probably has a better idea. What's the Prairie address, just in case? Right, we're gonna use that.
No, there's no mailbox here or anything, but there's obviously still has to have an address.
Right. So, like, they wouldn't even just drop it off, like, in front of your shop? Like, there's no, you tried to get mail there before and nothing happened?
No. I guess there isn't really an address. Ooh. It's in a, none of these places have.
So it's more like, what address do you get? Oh, I see. So it's not even a physical address. Okay. So What's the name of the place?
The
business park that you rent in? Yeah, or the storage unit. Right, exactly.
It's a private. So their company is called Schmetz Sheds. It's like a private storage unit company.
Okay.
It's so right to.
And you said that was in East Prairie?
North Prairie.
North Prairie.
Okay. Yeah, so there's... if you look up...
Yeah, I was going to look up Schmidt Sheds, and if you can just give me the general area, I think I should be able to find it. North Prairie. Let's see.
So, if you look up, there's a guy with a landscape company right down the road. He rents from a shop as well. But if you go on his Google, or if you go on Google, you can see his little, or Google Maps, you can see his little Midwest trees and landscape.
Oh, okay, right, got you. What's the name of his business?
So I don't, Midwest Tree and Landscaping. He's like right, he's two buildings away.
Okay. Yep, I found it. There it is. All right. And then, that's right near you.
Yeah, so if you zoom out, there's a, on the corner of the park, there's like a bigger property with like, it looks like a salt bin.
Yeah,
you can see the circle. So across the street, where the drive-in is, across that drive-in is the Schmed Shed. There's two different buildings, and then there's a bus in the back, a yellow bus.
Yep.
So this is where my shop, this is where I rent. I'm actually here right now.
Okay, gotcha.
But if you hold down on the pin or on one of the buildings, it comes up. There's 129 North Oak Ridge Drive. And then if you hold on to the other building, it's 125 North Oak Ridge Drive. And that's all one storage.
129 North Oak Ridge Drive, right?
Yep, that is...
Okay. Got it. So that should be enough for now, and then I can have the technician kind of... I'm going to give him, like, a note of this, and then I'm sure we'll be able to find, like, a, you know, some kind of way to get that sent there. That way you can get verified right there instead, yeah.
Yeah. If you would like to just drop a pin, there's – my shop is the one with that trailer and that truck backed up into it. You can kind of see it's a 90-degree angle. That's my shop. So, I mean, if it has to be like that direct where the pin is, that's
right.
That's the exact.
We can use a general, as long as we have an address, we can use a general area for the pin too. It doesn't have to be like a drop on that exact address. It's really up to you how you want to do it. So either way, we should be able to get it done. It shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
Right, of course, much better, right? Because then people can come to your shop, right? That's why I'm trying to figure out the best way to do that. That way you can have people, you know where your shop is too if you want.
Right.
Now, what about an email address for you, Evan?
It would be lvlup.lawncare@gmail.com.
Yep, okay. So just to confirm, that's LVL, level up, lawncare at gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, LVL, there it is. And your last name, Evan?
Stanford, S-T-A-N-F-O-R-D.
Gotcha, like in Connecticut, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. Perfect. And then, now you guys do or do not have a website yet?
We do not.
Do not. Okay. If you want, so instead of it being $249, it'd be $348, but it'd be just a one-time payment of the $99. So next month and every month after, obviously until we get you on the 3 to 6 or 12 month, would be $249. So it's a one-time payment of $99. And you have a fully functional website as well, if you want. Just throwing it out there.
Is it just like the Google website?
No. So if you like a fully functional site, you can have your own pictures, content, reviews, testimonies, even like scheduling and billing for clients. It'd be all the bells and whistles. It'd be a legit site.
For $100 extra?
Just $100, yeah. That's
also,
it.
Okay, and then, so, essentially, I'm paying the whatever it was, the bigger number. For
$249, right? Right. Like, and that's for exactly. Uh huh. So that's what they call SEO, search engine optimization. Right. So you'd be on the first page of all the most popular search engines. You know, all the directories and Facebook. That's $149, and the other $100 goes to your Facebook ads. So you have a $100 budget for your Facebook ads. Each click is about 10 cents, so it goes a very long way. And then you have the 99. So to break it down for you, 348, right? And then next month, 249 every month after until obviously if we put you on the 3-6 or the 12 month.
Right. Right. Right.
And then you have a fully functional site as well. And it's your own standalone URL. It's not like a Google site where it's connected to something. This is your own standalone site that people can search and find you on and then schedule and, you know, do billing through there as well.
Okay.
And now what about the keywords that you want to be found for? Of course, we have, you know, lawn care, you know, lawn mowing. You can have up to 15, though, if you have any others in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Spring or fall cleanup, so, but any other?
Yeah. We'll do, like, mulching. You can do bush trimming.
Bush trimming.
Bush removal.
Okay.
Because, I mean, those are all things that I also do. It's just...
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. And then if you think of any others, just let me know. Yeah, we can list them all. And then what about areas you want to show up in? Do you want to just do like a, you know, 30-mile radius? Or do you have any specific cities that you know for sure you want to show up in when they search?
Mainly like Waukesha County, Delafield.
Now, Waukesha County, Delafield is in Waukesha County. We can just have you show up for one county, if that works for you.
Yeah, we can just, let's just do Waukesha County.
Okay, perfect. And then what about clients calling you? What about hours, right, that's going to show up on Google for them? Basically, this is when you would get calls. Is 9 to 5 okay? You want to do like 8 to 6 or 9 to 5?
We'll do the 9 to 5. Yeah, that works.
And we can switch that out at any time just for now. And that's Monday through Friday?
Yeah. We'll do that Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
And then clients to contact you, phone, text, and email is okay?
Yep.
Okay. And you guys are licensed and insured?
Yep.
Perfect. And then what was your question?
What's that?
You said you were gonna ask something, I think, right?
Yeah, I was going to say I don't do any sort of like spraying or... none of that stuff. I'm not licensed for spraying.
Okay, so we'll make sure if we don't list that keyword, then most likely you won't show up for it. You won't have to worry about that. So right now I have lawn mowing, lawn care. I'll put spring cleanup, fall cleanup, mulching, bush trimming, bush removal. That should be all of them, right? That's good?
Yeah, that should work.
Okay, perfect. And then let's see... You did try to get verified on Google, so I will note that as well. I think that's good for that part. Let me just make sure I have everything correct here. And the 2955, because the next part we have is billing. Is that, that'd be the billing address, the 2955?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And how's the weather over there? Because I was in the Midwest a couple months ago, and I've been hearing from a lot of people I speak with that it's been getting really hot. Is it still hot over there, or is it starting to get cold again?
It's a little bit. So this morning was one of our coolest mornings. It got down there. It was 47 this morning.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's pretty crisp.
but, yeah, now it's like 70.
Like, oh, dang, yeah.
88 right now, which isn't.
Nice.
Like,
that's no, that's comfortable. Right, like, that's not bad. I'm from Washington State, man. It was raining 70% of the time. We're snowing in the winter. So, yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
I'm used to the really good.
I wish that we would have gotten some rain this year. I think we got.
Oh, you guys had a little bit of a drought, huh?
Oh, we had a terrible. It was like one of the worst droughts in like 25 years, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
I think we got like a solid. We got a solid like 7 or 8 inches of rain throughout the whole summer.
Dang, yeah, that is a drought. No, that's not good. Yeah, that's not typical, right? That's, you guys usually get a lot more.
No. But there's a. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Farmer's Almanac.
I have heard of it. I don't know too much about it, but the name. Yeah, I have heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's like a big thing where. They say that like within the next 3 to 5 years, we're going to be getting hit with a bunch of rain and a bunch of snow. It's going to be super cold. So,
oh, darn.
It's just like.
It's good. Isn't it bad? Yeah. At the same time. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just with the shift of the world and how that stuff.
Right.
With science. That stuff's
right.
Cool. Kind of
how
to be invested into that.
For sure. No, always looking for, like, updates on that, right? Yeah, because it's always changing so much, especially now in this past couple of years. Oh, it's crazy. Like, the places that are really supposed to be hot are getting cold and vice versa. It's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got, like, you know, wildfires everywhere and all this craziness. Yeah. So, let's see. Now, so 2955, that is the billing address, right? And now, for the payment method, is that, like, a Visa or a MasterCard?
I have one, yeah. Would you like it?
this is the part we've come to. So I already set up your account, right? We just have to go through this real quick. Then I'll go over your invoice with you, right? Everything that's included, your pricing. And then one quick other step, and you're good to go. I promised I'd keep it quick for you.
Right on. All right,
right.
So I have the
no
card
problem.
Whenever you are ready.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. So that's a Visa, or is it a MasterCard?
I think it's a MasterCard.
Okay, and then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready, Evan.
It's 5190.
Okay.
5140.
Got it.
0760.
Okay.
6774.
Okay, so just to confirm, that's 5190, 5140, 0760, 6774.
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. And the expiration?
It's 525.
525, okay. And then the number on the back?
916.
916, 1-6?
Yep.
Okay. I thought I heard 16 or 15, so I want to make sure. Now, we're going to set up also a security question for you. So there's three options: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We'll do the city I was born in, and that was Plymouth, Wisconsin.
Plymouth, like Plymouth Rock, right?
Yep.
And that's Plymouth, right?
Let me check. I think it's
right.
M-O-T-H.
I think. Yeah. Okay. It is. Yeah. It's Plymouth. Right. Okay. I wanted to make sure. Yeah. Right. Because I'm like, sometimes these words can be kind of tricky, you know. okay. Right. Okay. So That's good for that. And I'm just going to set up your account. Just takes a quick second here. So I'm going to hook you up with $249 with the website, right? So $348 today, but your recurring payment, right, is the $249. Unless, again, when I call you next month or whatever, you want to upgrade to the 3, 6, or 12 months. Like I said, that is flexible, okay, because you're on the month-to-month right now. So, yeah, so that's totally fine, right? So okay. Let me see here.
Could I set up a thing to could I get like a mailed invoice? Like, could you guys mail the invoice to me?
We could do both. Yeah, like, sure. Yeah, I'll send one digitally today, because obviously we have to go through that as part of the process. But I can also have a physical one mailed to you if you want. Now, you're also going to get one in your email that you can print out if you want. That'd be easier for you. Then you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait for it. But totally up to you. I could do both if you want.
Right.
Yeah. So the one I'm sending you.
Just so
yeah, sure.
Have an extra one in case.
Or something. Yeah, who knows? Yeah. Who knows these days, right? Okay. So let's see here. I'm going to process that now. Okay, so you're going to see that come through on your online banking first, of course. But then you'll also see an invoice come through text and email. Okay, so that's going to come through any second now. One sec here.
And then with like pictures and stuff for like the website, would you guys just pull pictures from my Facebook? If you'd like to do that, that'd be fine.
So typically they just have you send them through text or email, or because we're going to have access to the Facebook, obviously, they can take them from there, or, you know, whatever's easiest for you. Yeah, we like to make it, you know, as easy as possible for you since you are running a business, right?
Yeah, so where...
So it should be... So you got the text message already? I think you should have got the email. I'm going to send the text again because that's the easiest way to access the invoices through text. You should get that any second now. Let me know when you see that. It's going to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice has been sent to the email we have on file. Do you see that text?
Yep, I got it.
Okay, perfect. So go ahead, click on the link in that text there. That's going to take you directly to the invoice. Okay. Now, of course, take a quick look. Let me know if you have any questions. Once you get to the bottom there, there's going to be a spot where you click the box that says I'm the authorized user. And then right below that, where you would type your name, Evan Stanford. Then once you hit confirm signature after you've done both of those, that will navigate you to our website and ask for your username and password. Let me know once you get there.
On the email, it says your name, and it says Stamford.
It's N. It is N.
Yep.
Okay. Got you. That's what I thought it was Stamford, like in Connecticut. No worries. So I think what I'll do here.
I'm sorry. My...
No. That's my mistake. I thought I heard you say with the M, so... I'm going to change it here. I'm going to resend it to you. If it doesn't populate right away, sometimes it won't. It takes a second. I can just have the technician send you another one. Like, you can, you know, obviously confirm this one, but then I'll have them send you another one during the, you know, the process of when they're building everything for you. I'll have an interview with our technician, and he can send you one with your correct name. I'm really sorry about that.
No, you're all good.
Okay. So let's see here. All right, so I'm going to resend it now. Let's see here. Stanford. All right, should be good now. I'm going to resend. Oh, with the correct name?
The second one was correct. Yeah, the second one was correct. It said Stanford.
Okay, perfect. So it did work. Great. Okay, because sometimes it doesn't populate right away. So go ahead. Yeah, sign that one then. Okay, great. Yeah, I thought, because sometimes it doesn't, like, change it right away, like it takes a second, but perfect. Okay, so it does say the correct name.
Right, and then, so it brought me to the Local Splash website or whatever, where it says your name and password.
So that username and password, you're going to get that within 7 days of when you speak with the technician. That would be today if you have time. Otherwise, we can set you up for like tomorrow morning, you know, whatever's best for you.
I think tomorrow morning might be the best.
Okay.
Actually, we could, if we can do it like ASAP, then that would be.
Let's see what we have available here. So you guys are in Central. We're in Pacific. So that's 2 hours difference, right? So you guys are, 3:41 right now. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we're 1:41. So let's see what we have open. So let's see. We have 2 o'clock our time. So that'd be 4 o'clock your time. So actually, yeah. You'd get you here in about 20 minutes. So, never mind. Oh, wait. Oh, it is open. Okay, I thought I saw 4. We can have 4 per hour, so there's actually only 3 here. So we can do that. Is that okay in about 20 minutes? Like ASAP?
I have,
or do you want to do it tomorrow morning?
I have kind of going on, yeah. So I have, because, I'll have to kind of bump out of here soon. Could we set up a time for tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow morning is okay. No, of course. That's not a problem. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. Okay, so then we're just going to go through our last step here, and then I'll get you set up for tomorrow with the technician, and you're good to go. So the last part is just our voice verification. It's to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, you know, the one I just sent you, and of course to ensure the accuracy of the order. So if you have any questions along the way, don't hesitate to stop me. Not a problem at all. Now I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Level Up Lawn Care.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Evan Stanford, owner-operator.
Okay. And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, like your verification, the website process and all that. So if you do have content, right, if you got pictures or anything, we can use those, or, but just basically being involved in the process helps to expedite everything, I guess is the point. Now, as a result of increased visibility, also please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up that security question for you to verify the call is coming from us at Local Splash and not another company. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash during the process?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to just disclose or, let us know of any additional online marketing that you might do, say, with, like, another company during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Exactly.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, September 18th, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th, or just 30 days from today, in the amount of $249. That is the recurring payment. But like I said, I will call you before that that next month to get you set up with the 3, 6, or 12 months if you like, okay? Now, your second payment, when it is completed, will automatically renew each month on that day in the amount of $249. That's the recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'll text you here in a moment to speak with a live representative to do so. Just to prevent charges for your next month of service, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, okay? Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So let's see here. You're all good to go, though. I just got to set up your time with the technician, okay? So tomorrow morning, let's see. So we start at 7, so that would be 9 o'clock, your time would be the earliest. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So I'll switch it for 7 our time. Let me just get that set up. So you are all good to go besides that, though. I'm just going to send you over this email, okay? And that's going to have the time with the technician. It's going to be like a Google Calendar invite. All you have to do is just hit yes on the RSVP. That confirms the time with the tech. And then, you know, he'll do the same, and you're all good to go. So let me just add your email here. All right, there it is. Just have to add the technician's email. And then it's going to leveluplongcare@gmail, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Sending that now. So you are all good to go. Thank you for giving us a shot. Welcome to the team, most of all. They're going to call you between 9 and 9:30 tomorrow morning to get you started. And then once we get off the call here, I'm going to send you a text with all the information you're going to need, okay?
All right, sounds good, thanks.
All right, you have a good one, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, okay?
Sweet, thank you.
Yep, you have a good day, sir.
Yep, you too, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.